This is Cincinnati Edition on a Saturday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Yesterday, the Cincinnati Reds and the University of Cincinnati baseball program announced a unique business partnership. Betsy Ross learns the details this morning in the front row.
It's always good when it's a chilly and rainy weekend to talk about baseball. It's always fun to do, and we're going to talk baseball today. We're going to be talking with University of Cincinnati head baseball coach Brian Cleary with a special announcement that you guys had an opportunity to make last night with the Cincinnati Reds. First, welcome, Brian Cleary, to the front row. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
An exciting evening last evening at Great American Ballpark. It was your usual first pitch reception to kind of kick off the baseball season, but you got to kick it off with the Cincinnati Reds. And tell us a little bit about the announcement that you guys were able to make with the Reds.
Well, Phil Castellini, as you know, was our speaker there, and Phil had a chance to announce to all of our fans and to the community that we're going to play a game at Great American Ballpark in conjunction with the Reds on April the 6th. And so it was a thrilling announcement, and obviously our players are excited. I think everybody there was very excited, as is our department, to partner with the Reds in this. And I think it's going to allow us to share UC baseball and college baseball with an even greater number of people. So it was a really thrilling evening.
Why is it important to partner with folks like the Cincinnati Reds on something like this?
Well, I think the Reds, this speaks to the ownership of the Reds and that they are interested in more than just championship baseball. I mean, I think it really signifies their commitment to the greater community of which we're a part. And so it benefits our program to share with what is the power of the Cincinnati Reds, not only in our area, in our city here immediately, but you know certainly in the Midwest. So for them to allow us to share in their spotlight, it's generous, and it's, you know, I think it signifies, like I said earlier, that they're interested in more than just championship baseball. They're interested in our community and our city thriving.
You have been very active in the community. If you don't follow Coach Cleary on Twitter, you should, because he's a fun follow on Twitter. But you've been very active in the community. The baseball program at UC has been very active in the community, and I think that we've seen it in people coming to the campus to watch you guys play. You've got a great stadium up there, and I think that adds to the atmosphere. But your program has not been shy in reaching out to the community and really bringing people to watch your program and watch your guys play.
Well, I think college baseball around the country has become, it's at an all-time high in terms of popularity and attendance. And our community is just now starting to see why that is. And I think there are a couple reasons. One, as you mentioned, we've got a great place to watch a game. And so it's a lot of fun for parents and kids and families and whatnot to sit in Marchout Stadium right in the middle of our campus and watch a game. But the other thing I think that people find really exciting is watching college players and their ability to interact with the players. And the college game is a very exciting one in that, you know, you've got guys who are really working hard to represent their school and to get themselves to the next level of play. And for us, we've been fortunate in that we've had many players do it. And so it's a chance, I think, for fans to see the guys who will wind up being good players early in their career. So there's a whole lot of positive to it. But one of the things that we've had to do is, as you mentioned, reach out to the community. One, to let everybody know that we're here and that this is a great way to spend their time. But the other part of that is selfish on behalf of our players. Our players, most of them, are not going to make their living as baseball players. They're going to make their living as something else. And many of those guys who are from here, or even those who are not from here, will wind up making Cincinnati their home. So for them to realize that there are people outside of our campus who we might be able to impact, I think is really an important thing for them to understand. And so that's part of why we've been trying to be active both. We've got a couple main thrusts of off-campus activity. The Reds Urban Youth Academy is one of them, and that's another example of our partnership with the Reds.
Yeah, that's a very good point. The Urban Youth Academy certainly is going to be growing here in the next few years as well. But you touched on the players who will be going on to the next level, and you've had some pretty good luck with you had a handful of players drafted this last season. Of course, you know, you look at the Major League roster, you'll see UC players all over the roster. I guess, you know, Kevin Youkilis comes to mind before anything else. But, you know, you've had some pretty good luck in mentoring these players and getting them ready for the next level.
We have, and it's a real source of pride for our program. I think that we've got a setup in place here for players who have the ability to develop. We've worked really hard to create an atmosphere of instruction, of development, of teaching, and to provide them resources that they need to be able to move on, strength and conditioning, sports medicine, that type of thing. So we're able to, as we recruit, I can very confidently say to a player and his parents that if he were to come here and if he were to work at it, if he's got that ability, he will get that opportunity to play. And one of the things we're proud of is not just the number of players that have gone into pro baseball, but we get quite a bit of feedback from the pro community about once they're there, they're able to stay for a while, and they're able to advance through the ranks, and not everybody's going to get to the big leagues, but we've had a large number of players, you know, the three big leaguers that we've got, Youkilis, as you mentioned, and Tony Campana with the Cubs, and Josh Harrison with the Pirates, those are the obvious ones, but we've had a large number of other players not make it all the way, but also not flame out in rookie ball. So one of the things we're proud of is that we think if we can send a guy into pro baseball, that he's going to have some of the tools that he needs to develop and stick around for a while.
Exactly. We are talking with UC head baseball coach Brian Cleary. And, you know, cool thing about being on the baseball team is you get to play your first games in some nice warm weather. I know you're in the middle of getting your team ready for your season opener. That's going to be coming up February 15th, and you'll be going to Boca Raton to face Florida Atlantic. And give us a little bit of a preview of what we're going to be seeing this year and, you know, some of the players that we should keep an eye out for on your team.
Well, we've got a kind of a unique blend on our team. We've only got 8 juniors and seniors, but those guys are going to make significant contributions. And I think the two names there that bear watching now are Justin Glass, who's a junior, who was an All-Big East selection last year, and then Christian McElroy, who's a right-handed pitcher. Justin Glass is a left fielder. Christian McElroy is a right-handed pitcher who was drafted by the Reds last year but elected to return to school. So we've got him back, and he'll be in our starting rotation on the weekends. So we've only got a handful of older players. 27 of our 35 players are freshmen and sophomores, so it's a younger group. And in those two classes, I'm really excited about many of those players we've got. Time will tell who winds up, you know, emerging. But certainly, we feel like we've got a large number of younger guys who are going to turn themselves into really good players. The world spins kind of fast for freshmen sometimes, so it's not always ideal. But as we get those guys out there and get at bats under their belt, playing time under their belt, I think we've got some really good younger players that are going to be exciting to watch.
And you've had some luck over the years recruiting right here in your own backyard. Of course, you know, you don't have to go too far in Cincinnati to see the history in the major leagues of players here homegrown in Cincinnati. You know, you go Pete Rose, Don Zimmer, and, you know, on and on and on about how many people who have come out of here, Dave Parker, and have really been able to succeed in major leagues. And you've had some luck just, you know, going out in your own backyard and recruiting.
Well, there's no question about that. And you can add Kevin Youkilis to that list, a Sycamore High School product. And there is a tremendous history and tradition of baseball in Cincinnati. And ideally for us, if it was possible, we would have every local player who's good enough decide that he wants to play at UC. We don't get everyone, but we get an awful lot of them. And, you know, our sport is at a little bit of a crossroads, I think, because we're losing some really good athletes to some other sports, but the good players are as good as they've always been, and our job is to make UC the most attractive option for them so that they don't need to leave and go far away to have a great major college baseball experience. And so I think we're in the process of doing that. We have a lot of the better players in our area and in our state who are looking around and deciding to choose UC.
And that's a real good point. How do you grow the game in the younger generation so that they don't go off and play football or play basketball? How do you grow baseball again?
Listen to what you just said. I think it's funny, but you're incredibly accurate. We're talking about growing baseball in Cincinnati, and I've said this lately. We would not be talking about growing baseball 10, 15 years ago, but we find ourselves, and we're not the only city or the only area that's got that issue. Lacrosse has become very popular. Mm-hmm. Soccer has become very popular. Football has become more of a year-round commitment for the players as they get into high school. AAU basketball and summer basketball takes basketball players away from our game. So I think the specialization that's required and the advent of some new sports and some new options have taken some of our better athletes away from our sport. That said, I think as you know, we see the resurgence of the Reds, I think kids have to be excited about watching Brandon Phillips and Joey Votto and Chapman and those guys. That is an attractive thing, and so hopefully we'll have players mimic what they watch with the Reds, and the Reds are back to being a championship baseball team. And then a lot of the outreach, I mean, we many of us are working hard to try and solidify some of the youth baseball organizations in the city, and the Reds are taking a lead on that as well. The Youth Academy is the visible thing that they're doing, but there are a lot of people with the Reds who work behind the scenes with a lot of the local youth organizations to try and strengthen those programs. So I think it's going to take, you know, a lot of work on the part of a lot of people, but certainly we've got to have more players. I can't believe, like I said, we're talking about growing baseball in Cincinnati, but it's something that we've got to do.
And the University of Cincinnati Bearcats will be playing an exciting game down at Great American Ballpark that first week of April. Head coach Brian Cleary, thank you so much for being with us on the Front Row.
Thank you so much for having me.